We are more than what we see. Every voice, every story holds a key. Together we rise in synergy. Different faces, different pain, different stories, same refrain. Trying to find a place to stand, trying to feel a guiding hand. What you say and what you mean, life somewhere in between. Every action has a cause, every heart behind the walls. If you listen, we can hear it. If you look, we can see it. There's a pattern in the soul. Every piece can make us whole. So
welcome to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. I've been in business as a coach for about 25 years now, but I started out as a life coach. And I knew that when I needed to tell the whole world about what I was doing, BBS Radio was where I wanted to go. I just want to give a shout out, first of all, today to the producers, the owners of the station. You know what? I love working with these people. And Newsom couple brothers, you know what? They're absolutely wonderful people. And I've had many offers to be in many different venues, but I really have nothing but good things to say about them as a company. So let's just open up the phone lines today. I'm going to invite people many times to call in and ask me any questions you want. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Anybody can go on YouTube. Anybody can have a podcast. But to have the good quality audience and the production, that's what matters most. And so I really appreciate that over the years when people said to me, a life coach, well, that's nice, but you have to have a specialty. What is it about? You know what? When I was a little girl, my father taught me a very important principle. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And having connections, the relationships. Yeah. Well, you know what? When I started out as a life coach, I was teaching people everything from time management, money management, their health and weight management. Yeah, but everything in their life kept coming back to their relationships. And I didn't appreciate it until very recently, a few years ago, when I was actually staying in a homeless shelter because I missed my appointment. No, I missed my reservation, check-in time for a hotel. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to live on the street. I'm going to go somewhere at least where it's safe. And I saw the toxicity of the people there that were not only living there, but running the show. And I said, the security guards, I'm more afraid of the security guards than the drug dealers. And I'm more offended by the staff than the mentally ill people who are talking to themselves while they're in a ball on the floor. You know what? People, they're what matters. Yeah, relationships and connections, appreciation, respect, and trust. And so when I knew that I had to pick some kind of specific niche, that teaching people how to come together, that's what mattered. And in a good way, a powerful, positive way. What's the definition of synergy? You know what? If you Google it, it'll say synergy is the combined effects of two or more elements, groups, or processes that's greater than the sum of their individual effects. Okay, the sum, that means adding it together, that when they come together, they don't add to each other. They don't even multiply each other. They empower each other. That's exponential. Now, not many people got into math past a certain level, but something to another power, that's multiplying it by itself several times over. Okay, now, wait a minute. When we're thinking about relationships, do you know the power that you have over people? Do you care that the way you behave affects people? One of the best things that I taught people in the homeless shelter when I knew that I needed to spend time with them, my husband said, do you actually want to live there with them? I said, that's the only way they'll listen to me. If I come there in a suit with a purse, a book bag in my hand, like a professional businesswoman with my business card, it's not the same as if I'm sitting next to them, eating the horrible food with them, talking to them like a person. And I said, you know, one of the most important things that I was teaching them as I was living with them was that there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. And yeah, even if you're not directly interacting with them, people can feel how you're feeling. That's a power that you have. And then another thing I taught them was there's no inertia. You're either moving towards them or you're moving away from them. Or even better, you're moving with them. That means you've synchronized. That's a huge life skill. That's an invaluable ability that when people know how to synchronize, they actually come together with people and they have positive energy. They're making the other people around them exponentially better people. Even if they haven't done anything, it's not about doing, it's about being. Yeah, what are you being with, to, for, around the people in your life? Now, as a relationship coach, I knew that I didn't agree with the mental health industry in the United States, where I'm currently based, because a lot of it was about financial capitalist pursuits. Their ultimate goal was something to make money because the pharmaceutical industry here just wants to pump people full of drugs, and the mental health industry just wants to label people with mental illnesses. They don't take into consideration individual differences, the variables of nurture that affect our nature. So when I'm teaching people things as a coach, I'm pretty much telling them the opposite of what their psychiatrist, psychologist, and psychotherapist are telling them. And I'm getting them off their drugs because if they know how to maximize what's great about them and they come together with other people and make the people around them that they're with great, then the positive energy that they have is exponentially more powerful than the negative energy that they had before when they were alone and suffering. And it was funny because my husband actually asked me after about 2 years of my practice. I had several clients, and some of them lasted 3 weeks, some of them were 3 years eventually. He said, "Where's your client today? I thought you had your appointment." And I said, "No, I'm done with that person now." And he said, "Honey, we're never going to get rich if you keep fixing people." I said, "Baby, they're not broken. Actually, what they want was good quality, substantive answers to their questions that would give them the tools to succeed in life." And I'm pretty sure that most people, when they think they're broken, there's just a link in their chain that needs a little bit of repair. Then, as a whole soul, they will become high quality. And they're going to tell friends and family about me, and I'm going to get more promotion and exposure. I've got books, I'm making videos, I'm doing all kinds of, I'm on the radio worldwide now. Yeah, people know that the message that I give them is a very quality message. But it's also with the support and encouragement. I don't show people what's wrong with them. I teach them how to maximize what's right. So if you have a question in your life that maybe your mental health professional or a book you've read, maybe a self-help book you've read, it's kind of confused you or it hasn't really worked. The answer that you got hasn't really worked. Then you can go ahead again, call in the number is 888-627-6008. Now, today I'm going to be talking about the principles of coming together with people to maximize the quality of a situation. Now, I use the numbers a lot in my show, and when I'm teaching people individually or even in a class, sometimes I have groups that I teach people about how to get together in a good, proactive, healthy way with other people. And I like to use the numbers 3, 4, and 7. Okay, now if we're not adding to each other, we're not even multiplying each other, we're empowering each other. Wait a minute, if we've got a 3 and a 4 and a 7, well, which one of those should be the exponent and which ones should create the base? Let's think about this now. Out of a 3 and a 4 and a 7, let's say the 7 was the exponent, the 3 and the 4 combined to give that seventh power. That's 823,543. Wow, that's a huge because it's to the seventh power. Okay, well, how about just the 4 and the 7 to the third power? 11 to the third power is 1,331. Okay, that's not bad, but 3 plus 7 to the fourth power. Okay, that's 10 to the fourth power. That's 10,000. Ask yourself, do you know how much power you have when people combine and you facilitate them, how much do you actually do? But sometimes the question is, are the numbers combining the activity being done or the energy of that activity? Okay, so we're going to get into very specific activities today. And what things should different people be doing? Ask yourself, do you want to let the person in your life, in your group, do the actual work and just have you be the one facilitating them? Or do you want to be the one doing the actual work and have them energize you? What's the difference? Okay, so pretty soon we're going to be talking about very specific. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. If anything I say confuses you, don't hesitate to call in. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS.
That's the power of synergy. Sixteen ways to see the world. Every mind a flag unfurled. What you think is black and white might be someone else's light. Read between the lines they speak. There's a strength inside the weak. Not just who we show outside. There's a deeper truth inside. If we learn to understand, we can finally take a stand. Not against, but side by side with awareness as our guide.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. And again, if you want to call in and ask me a question, even if it's about something I'm not discussing specifically at the moment, you can go ahead and call 888-627-6008. Okay, now, before we took a break, I was talking about how different people combine and empower each other when you create the synergy with people you've actually synchronized. That means you have unity in purpose and focus. That means you have even different skills and abilities. Let me ask you something about yourself. Ask yourself, what do you believe is more harmful, doing what you're not or not doing what you are? Do you know you're born with gifts and talents and strengths and abilities? A lot of things in life need to get done, and someone needs to do those things, right? But you know what? I use the body parts kind of as an illustration. Someone's a hand, someone's a foot, someone's a brain, someone's a heart. What's more important, your hands or your feet? You can't compare them. They're both equally vitally important to the success of the body. Well, what's more valuable, your brain or your heart? They need each other. You can't compare them. They need to, they're symbiotic. They need to work together because they are both dependent on each other. Now, can you walk on your hands? Yeah, not very far or not very well. Can you pick things up with your feet? Yes, but you know what? It's going to be very frustrating. So let's just stick now to the idea of being organic to your nature, true to your form, and then saying, you know what? There's other people in my life. Let's take an inventory of the people in my life and what are they good at? What am I good at? How can we combine, actually unify in purpose and focus to maximize each of the talents and abilities and strengths that each individual element brings, right, to that scenario, all of the people and the possibilities of mixing them up? Yeah, when you say to someone, okay, I'm horrible at this. I'll let you do this. Then you can afford them the opportunity to be physically active in some way. That means you are going to be the fuel emotionally or mentally with them for them. Okay, that means you're going to be the one sustaining them. And again, since there's no neutral energy, you are either positive or you're negative. Now, think about that. Okay, that's kind of scary too. Now, anything that a person does can be done in a good way or a bad way. So ask yourself, am I being a good influence on this person? Are they being a good influence on the people around them while they are performing whatever task, whatever activity it is? Okay, again, the number to the station, if you want to call in and ask a question, is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now what I've always said is, again, when we have different talents and abilities, we have the potential to be good or bad. Ask yourself, who do you believe you are accountable to? Unfortunately, we live in a world now, especially with social media, where we don't think because there's any real consequences, right, for the things that we say and do. We don't really think there's any price to pay, but there is. Some people have what they just call a conscience. That's their inner voice saying, don't hurt people. Be good to people. Be good with people. Be good for people. Some people say, you know what? I have a higher authority. It's called God. And you know what? He can send me to hell if I'm bad. Okay. Well, that's that, but you know what? This is another way I spin it. Let's reward the good instead of punish the bad. That's another reason I hated the mental health industry. Yes, every positive could be negative, but then retrospectively, that could also mean anything bad could become good. Okay, let's carpe that diem. Let's go ahead and take advantage of that possibility when you say to someone, I'm really bad at doing this, but I'm good at doing that. And they say, okay, well, this is kind of my status, and let's figure out where we can hook up to where maximizing what you have in the venue of what I offer, okay, then the other people around us, and this is another thing I love to tell people, positive is more powerful than negative. In that, when people are around you, if you have good quality emotional and mental energy while you are performing something in a high quality way, then they're either going to do one of two things. They're either going to join you, but in order to do that, they're going to have to engage and synchronize with you in that positive way, or they're going to be irritated that you're happy and they just want to be miserable. They'll go away. That's a beautiful thing too. Now think about how much you want to be around healthy, good people. There is more power in positive than in negative. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we just see a lot of negative around us right now. It's more prevalent, but it's not more powerful. Okay. So again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Feel free to ask me any question now. Okay, so let's talk about spirituality then. Take religion out of it. I'm a very religious woman and I am going to quote scriptures later because I just like the principles of them. But let's talk about spirituality. It's about the mind, heart, body, and spirit. We are a soul. Now, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions are all fueled by a spiritual energy. If you want to have that true healthful spirituality, it's about harmony that comes from balance. Now, balance is kind of tricky because, again, it's about being centered inside, not just managing what's going on around you. Now, this is something that I talked about it last week on my show. Humans are not animals. We cannot replace the people in our lives with animals for the simple reason that animals are about survival. They are about survival of the fittest. It's about, I just don't want to die. Okay. We humans aren't that way. We have an ability to do many different things in many different ways. And yeah, making babies is good and eating is good, but that's not what our entire existence is about. That's not what it consists of. We have more than survival to be concerned about. We have the pleasure and enjoyment of each other's company. Yeah, when we're actually doing mundane things, we have a home, we have different environments and activities that we can do. When we have conversations, it can be about very important things to us. Yeah, we can communicate with each other, we can support and encourage each other, we can facilitate each other, and even just say, you know what, I don't need to help you fix your problem. I'm just going to be here for you when you need me. Okay, to give you the support. That could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be physical. That's why it's important to know who you are and who they are, and to say, you know what? I know you need this particular kind of support or help. I'm not really good at it, but this other person in your life, you could reach out to them. Do you believe that there's more joy in giving than in receiving? When people don't want to ask other people for help, you're depriving them of that opportunity to be who they truly are. When you go to someone and you say, I need your help, I need your amazing abilities and talents and gifts and strengths to make the quality of my life better, you are giving them the opportunity to experience the more joy that comes from giving than receiving. Well, you know what? We don't give anymore. We have animals to give us love and affection and attention, but they don't really have any needs. Again, past the survival, people have needs. We've forgotten because of technology. Yes, now our computers, we call it social media. It's making us antisocial. We don't know how to be with people. When I come back, I'm going to talk about getting together again with people and how to do that in a high quality way so we don't need the large quantity of things that we are getting addicted to now with our technology. So, again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Self-actualization, reaching your full potential. That's what we're going to talk about when I come back. This is BBS Radio, The Power of Synergy. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, relationship coach. I specialize in teaching people how to get back together in relationships. Look, we have all kinds of relationships. We have socially casual, informal, we have familial, we have romantic, we have professional. The relationships, ask yourself in your life, what's the quality of the relationships, the connections that you have with people? The number to the station is 888-627-6008. If you want to ask me a question, feel free to call in. Now, look, we have a lot of really great tools and resources right now. As I was talking about before the break, we've got animals in our life that we're using to substitute for the people relationships. We have social media, we have electronic devices where we think because we're interacting with people, that it's actually a relationship. No, it's not. We have a physical being. We need to be in each other's presence. We have five senses. The only sense really that's being stimulated most of the time by this is visual, sometimes audio, but most of the time you have to put it on silent because everybody's in public using their electronic devices and they don't want to bother people. So they have their heads plugged. So they don't even hear what's going on around them and they don't see what's going on with the person that they're talking to on an electronic device because it's a disconnect. Whoa, wait a minute. I always tell people there's detached and then there's disconnected. When we have technology as a substitute for our human connection, we become disconnected. Detached is from what's around you. Disconnected is your heart from your mind and your body. Your soul is not the way it should be. It's not whole, it's not complete because our relationships are about relating to People, yes. You know what? Self-actualization is reaching your full potential. It's becoming who you have the capacity to be, but in a high quality way. Everything we do can be in a good way or a bad way. So ask yourself, how positive is your energy just in general throughout the day? Stop and ask yourself, how high is the quality of my performance right now? Not just in the work that I'm doing, the physical task that I'm performing, but the emotional and mental constitution of my being that my spiritual energy is manifesting in a physical way. That's kind of a tough question to ask yourself because you know what? You can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes you are so deep in it yourself, you can't take a step outside of yourself to see from an objective, sort of third party perspective, neutral perspective. Which you know what? If you talk to the people in your life and ask them, you know what? They might be honest with you. They might actually give you credit for being able to handle the truth. And if there's something that you need to deal with in life that you need to improve, if they know that you do want to be a better person, they would love to be the one to help you. If not, then they're not good people and you need to get them out of your life. And you know you can do that because there's people everywhere and you can pick and choose the quality of your connections. Now, insight is what makes us in the self-actualization process able to go past the survival, right? When you're on the lower level, it's just about having knowledge of information to get things done, and that's about where it stops. But then there's connection, social connection. That's a little bit more that demands the time and attention and focus and profound thought about how things are related to each other. Then there's the peace and harmony with oneself that genuinely comes from understanding your own personal needs and your strengths and abilities, knowing how to manage them, and bringing then the highest levels other people into your life in a quality way to where you can communicate effectively with them. And if they have bad, negative emotional energy, your positive power can actually conquer that to facilitate them displaying their best qualities in a good way. Okay, so now I tell people that the insight, sometimes it comes from experience, but sometimes it can come from learning with others. Okay, now everything in your life, it's going to be better or worse when you are done with it. Ask yourself, when you are in a situation, when there are people involved, not only how high quality is the product, but how high quality are the people that shared the experience with you as a result of that direct interaction. And you can be honest with yourself. You can be honest with others. You don't have to be extreme. You don't have to be severe, and it doesn't have to hurt. But when you say honestly to yourself, this is what I'm good at, this is what I did well, but these are the things that I need to work on. Again, keep in mind that principle of there's more joy in giving than in receiving. You can say things to people in your life like, you know what? I'm terrible at this. I already know because of my personality that I'm never going to do this very well. Do you want to join me and be the one that is actually the base, right? Doing the thing and the activity so that I can be the exponent. I can offer you the emotional quality of the experience saying, I'm accepting the gift of who you are. And we together are making the world a better place. Wow, that's really exciting because again, rewarding the good is always better than punishing the bad. And when people know that they're being proactive instead of reactive, that's what really makes self-actualization happen. Again, the number to the station if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. Okay, now wait a minute. Now, what I tell people, there's having, there's doing, there's being, then there's more, then there's better. Okay, so having more, okay, that's nice. Having better, that's a little bit better. Okay. But doing is better than having. Doing more. Okay, yeah, that means you're growing. It means you're improving. But doing better, that means you don't have to do as much because if what you have is high quality, then you don't need to do a large quantity. But being, yes, being is about the source of what you do. Being more, yeah, that means you're learning things that you didn't know before. That means you have the opportunity to create great things in life in the world with people. But you know what? Being better means that the quality of what you are doing that you have learned, yeah, that's coming from a source of truly healthy, unselfish spirituality. Yeah, being the best quality version of yourself. It's about including the people because you can understand things in an insightful way and give in a generous way. Now, think about this. If you were to lose the physical things that you have, how much would that actually traumatize you? How connected and attached emotionally are you to the things in your life? They're important, yeah, because they can help you get things done, but you know what? They're replaceable. What's not replaceable? You and the people in your life. Do you truly believe that you are invaluable? You are irreplaceable. That if you were gone, the world would suffer. You might not believe that. Not everybody believes that truly in their heart. And I teach people about affirmations. You can brainwash yourself, but I always tell them it's very important. If you are going to dialogue with yourself, which is reading out loud positive, healthy statements, it's very important to do it in a ratio of 1 to 3. One thing that you know for a fact is true that you love about yourself. One thing that you kind of think it might be, but you're not real sure. And one thing that you know it's not true at all. And there's no way in hell you would ever believe it. You know what? Everything that you want to improve about yourself, put it in a list of affirmations, make it a ratio of 1 to 3, and read it out loud. Every single thing that you wrote down from top to bottom, the whole list, until you believe the whole list. And then you're going to start to change your mindset. That's one of the greatest gifts you can give the people in your life. Again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. When I come back, I'm going to get very specific about what those things will be. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona.
Same words, different meaning. Same moment, different scene. You think it's them, they think it's you, but there's a deeper point of view. You said it straight, they took it wrong. Now you're wondering what went on. Same sentence, different weight. Now you're standing in debate. You call it honest, they feel hit. You move fast, they need to sit. You think silence means they don't care. They think space means you're aware. It's not the words, it's how they land. It's not the fight, it's what they can't explain in ways you recognize. 'Cause you're not seeing through their eyes. That's the power of synergy. Understanding what you don't see. Same words, but a different code.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and the number to the station is 888-627-6008. If you have a question, feel free to call in, or even if you want to comment, because I'm going to be talking probably for the next 20 minutes or so about maybe confusing topics, but I'm sure you have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion because these are so very personally important to all of us as humans. This is about how we connect with other people, and there's no neutral energy. People are either positive or they're negative. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we like a get out of jail free card saying, I don't care. But you know what? Not caring, that's negative. Because we do care. The only way we can genuinely, truly say we don't care about something is if we have disconnected from it. Yeah, we've detached, yeah, but disconnected means we've actually turned off a part of ourselves. We cannot do that. Okay, so even indifference, even saying I don't care, being detached from something, that's not neutral, that's negative. Okay, so now when I talk about relationships, the art, of intimacy, the art, it's actually about aim. It's knowing how to aim because we have a lot of energy, but we have to have a good, solid focus on what we're aiming towards. So ART of AIM, those are two acronyms. If you want to write this down, it's okay if you can't write it down right now because the archives of the show are always going to be available on BBS Radio. So if you need to play this back another time, you can. But ART of AIM. Now, the ART is appreciation, respect, and trust. AIM is ability, intentions, and motives. Okay, so if you appreciate people's abilities and you respect their intentions, and you trust their motives, then you can actually synchronize with them to synergize in a high quality way. I don't care if you can do a million of something, if it's crap, if it's garbage, it has no value. It's better to have an ounce of gold than a ton of fertilizer. Okay, so if you appreciate people's abilities, that means, wait a minute, appreciate. That means you're grateful for it, but it's because you value it. You genuinely believe it has value. So that's why you're grateful. The different abilities learn about people's different talents and strengths and gifts. Then you can respect their intentions. That means you can be different and still have respect. Respect is about honor and dignity. And when you say to them, you know what, you have different goals and priorities and focus in your life than me. That's okay, different from myself. That's okay because I respect that it still has value. Our differences are, in fact, what make us great. Okay. Appreciate abilities, respect intentions, but trusting motives. Okay, this is why I left this one. Really, you know what? Trusting people. People don't trust people anymore at all. In fact, I was with a sister in my congregation this morning doing some service, and she said, kind of tongue in cheek, but I know that she wasn't joking really when she said it. She said, there are three people in the world you can't trust. One's a doctor, one's a lawyer, and one's a mechanic. And I'm like, wow, you know what? The fact is, people don't trust people at all. When I get on the bus and I say, you were going to pass me by because there are four different people here at the homeless at the bus stop. They're homeless people that basically set up a shelter here. You know what? They've kind of assumed that everybody in the world has some kind of ulterior motive that's selfish. And I say, you know what? Thank you for picking me up at the bus stop. And I smile and I say, you know what? I know that right now you're being reactive, but you do want to help people, right? Somewhere inside of you, there is good there. It's just kind of lost a little bit. Yeah. But I trust that fundamentally you are a good person and you're not hurting me on purpose. That changes who they are. You know, when you're looking at someone, when you're thinking about a situation that you're in, you're either going to think good things about them or bad things. People do bad things all the time, but fundamentally, what are their motives? Yeah, okay. Do they genuinely want to hurt people, or is it just the reactive survivalist attitude that now technology and the world we live in, capitalism, it's making people greedy. But you know what? Fundamentally, the original function, the original purpose we had as humans was to come together. And when we harmonize and we synchronize the abilities and intentions and motives of people that we appreciate and respect and trust are the foundation for the connection. Yeah, now that means that when we will have differences, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will have differences. But again, remember, that's the good thing, right? Our differences are what create the harmony and that allow all of these different things that need to happen in the world. I call them like the Myers-Briggs personality profile. There's sensing, intuiting, thinking, and feeling. Those are the four functional activities that we do. People are going to want to be sensory or intuitive, one more than the other. We have to do both, but we have a preference for one or the other. Well, thinking or feeling. People are either thinkers or feelers. We do both. It's not what you do, it's which one is naturally easier for you. What are you? If you have sensory, intuitive thinking and feeling activities in your life that need to get done, you need to know what of those four things you do best to worst, most to least. Okay, then you can say, you know what? I'll give you an example. I'm an INTP. My husband is an ESTP. Sensory is number three on my list of four things to do. It's number one on his. Okay, and I can say to him, you know what? We got to do something with food. I need you in the kitchen here. Okay. And he loves it. He loves being in the kitchen. Okay. But you know what? I'm a dominant thinking person. Thinking is his auxiliary function. And I say, you know what? Yeah, I can do this, or we can do it together because we're kind of good both at it. But you know what? He's horrible at intuition. That's his inferior function. Yeah. Then when we're doing intuitive things, I can say, honey, I understand that for you, this is running uphill barefoot in the snow. Let's do this in a way that I know you will enjoy, because intuitively I have that kind of insight. God, that's awesome. It is so great, because I tell people an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you know the people in your life, not only the four activities, but the four levels that they fall on for different people, yeah, you can absolutely go to someone and say, like my daughter, she's an ENFJ. I say, honey, I need your feeling right now. I got no feeling. It's my inferior function. I really need your ENFJ. And she says, great, I love it, because she is an abundant, infinite supply of generosity. Feelers are amazing people. They literally never run out. I always tell people, take care of yourself first, and then you can go ahead and take care of others. No, you know what? They are the few people who the way they take care of themselves is by taking care of others. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, they're only about a total of 8% of the human population. So not very many people have dominant feeling as their activity. But when they do, they're the ones that it's okay to go to and say, I am just a vacuum right now. I have this huge gaping hole in my soul. And yeah, I need some good emotional energy. They love it and they never run out. Okay, so then when we have the differences in life, the conflicts and problems in life, I tell people there's a topic, there's the issue, and then there's the problem. When we get together with people and we're working with them and it's starting to work out, but inevitably we're going to have stumbling blocks in life just because situations are challenging. How do we identify the topic, the issue, and the problem? Okay, so again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. I'm going to take one last quick break. And when we come back, I'll explain the difference between the topic, the issue, the problem, and how to create the solution in a synergy way. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS, and I'm Gabrielle Cardona.
That's the power of synergy.
You read the moment, missed the mind. You judged the move, ignored the design. Every action has a base. Every person has a pace.
16 ways to take it in. 16 ways to lose or win. What feels normal in your frame to someone else is not the same. You stop reacting, start to see. There's a pattern to identity. And when you learn the way they move, you know exactly what to do. That's the power of synergy. Understanding what you don't see. Same words, but a different code. Different minds on a different road. That's the power when it all aligns. You stop guessing, start reading signs. It's not surface, it's energy. That's the power of synergy.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so we're talking about when we come together, how can we not only be high quality in ourselves, but how can we bring out the good qualities in others so that when we synchronize, we synergize, we motivate and inspire people. Okay, well, when you appreciate people's abilities, you respect their intentions, and you trust their motives, you have created a foundation for a meaningful connection, the high quality connection. And I've always told people, I don't want a million followers on my social media venues, which, by the way, I got off of because there's so much garbage on it, but I want quality connections. And yeah, when I actually just did professional things with high quality people, a lot of the quality things in my life improved. Because I knew that it's not what you know, it's who you know. When you have good, healthy people in your life, you have good quality relationships, those connections are going to be the source of your energy, and that's going to be the base of your performance. Now, if we have people in our lives, we have interactions, the fact that we have differences means that there is going to be potential conflict, but it doesn't have to become that. Differences can be either stumbling stones, right? Stumbling blocks or stepping stones. They can facilitate us perhaps learning and growing and becoming better people. But I tell people with conflict and conflict resolution, you have to remember the topic, the issue, and the problem. There's the source of the cause of the effect. Most people just in a situation, because there are so many elements and so many variables, it can be hard. If you have a question right now about a problem that you've had with someone or a conflict, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, okay, so if we're talking about a situation where you're in a kitchen and you're cooking a meal and someone said or did something to upset you, well, okay, is it about the activity that you're doing? Is it the trigger that it brought inside of you of something that happened when you were a child? Or is it because you're angry at that person about something that happened earlier in the day? It has absolutely nothing to do with this situation. Wow. Okay. Ask yourself. These are the sort of trick questions that I ask people. Is what's going on right now that's throwing you off center just because it's a lower function of your personality? Let's get that one right out of the way. Is what you're struggling with right now going to be a natural struggle for you? Even if you are a perfect person, you're still not going to do that activity very well, very easily. Okay. And if that's not it, next question. Is it because you're off center? It's not even necessarily about that person or that situation. There's something inside of you that you need to get back into alignment. How do you do that? You know what you do? You take a time out to put the mask on yourself. You take good quality care of yourself. When you say, you know what? I've become toxic in this situation. I'm going to do us both a favor by getting myself back into a high quality state. Okay. Yeah. Or is it there's an actual issue there that needs to be addressed? And if that's the case, then communication is very important. Having the understanding of we need time. You know what? Right now, again, ladies and gentlemen, the world that we live in, it's so fast paced and it's so bad in communication because so much of it is technological. Your electronic device is not the same thing as the physical presence of the people in your life. Get back together with the people. And I tell people there are really two important scriptural principles that I live by. One is don't go to bed angry. You cannot go to bed in a provoked state. You have got to talk about things. And the other scriptural principle is don't stop talking to each other when you get upset. You have to actually make sure that you resolve the issues. And if you're not going to talk about it in that moment, you have to make a time. You have to set up a time for when you're both going to be in a high quality state, and you have to be fully honest without being a jerk about it. Yes, you can be candid without being hurtful. So those two principles, get yourself into a high quality state, but then always be honest with the people that you're with. Yeah, people do appreciate honesty as long as it's not aggressive and condescending and abusive. If you say to people, I care very much about how you feel, but I'm going to tell you the truth so that we can unify, we can get back into the synchronicity, the good synergy, the high quality emotional state that we're both in when we are together, we are going to appreciate and respect and trust each other even more. Yeah. One of my actual favorite scriptures is it's better for a husband to sleep alone on the corner of a roof than in a warm bed in a home with a woman who likes to fight. And I usually use the B word, but I'm trying to clean up my mouth. So it's just, a contentious woman. Oh, we know if we can fight, but you know what? We don't have to. Okay. So now the things that I teach people, I actually have three different books that are going to be on my website. My website is life-synergy-coaching.com. The first one is about self-actualization. It's actually my life coaching program. People, I tell people, look, you got to know where you are, really specify where you're going, find your true nature, and make sure you take the path of least resistance. When you have the tools and resources, it's nice. But if you don't know where you're going, or if you're lost about where you are in your life, it's an exercise in futility. When I tell people, if you want directions on how to get to LA, well, are you coming from Seattle or New York? That's kind of an important detail. So that book teaches you how to really know where you are right now in your life. There's a lot of activities, projects in each chapter, the self-actualization workbook. But then I also have, yes, if you want to know more specifically about your personality, embrace your true nature. That explains not only the dichotomies, but also the levels of functionality, dominant, auxiliary, tertiary, and inferior, and also the explanation of each of the activities. Again, ladies and gentlemen, your personality is not just about what you do exclusively, it's about what you do best. What is easiest for you? What brings you pleasure? Find out who you truly are. When you embrace your nature, you are better able to facilitate others doing that as well. And the one that I just got the copyright for, Till Death Do Us Part. It's about marriage. You know what? Unfortunately, in the 80s, well, it actually started kind of more in the 70s, marriage was just rejected as an institution. People wanted to live together. Well, it used to be you would date, you would marry, then you would move in, then you would sleep together. People then would sleep together and kind of date, decide if they wanted to move in. And you know what? Marriage really isn't an option. Well, some people do want to get married, but we've forgotten how to do it. So I wrote a book about how to make sure that not only do you really want to get married, but if you do, who would be a good person for you to marry? Because you know what? Some people love each other. But marriage isn't just about living with someone you love. It's about how to peacefully coexist, cohabitate with them. Yes, that's very important. So, understanding, yes, I do include the personality profile information in it, but the book really is more about the institution itself and how do you feel about commitment, lifetime commitment? It is till death do us part. The website again is life-synergy-coaching.com. And the work that I've been doing down at the homeless shelter CAS in Central Phoenix, I also have a link there if you want to make a donation, a contribution. I'm going to be doing some classes down at the Burton Barr Library. Yes, shout out. We've got the second floor open again. And boy, that construction took a little longer than I thought it would. But people who can't really afford to hire me, but they still want to have those classes, they will begin probably in the middle of the summer, but I'm still going to be offering the books to the people at the homeless shelter. So if you want to make a donation, the money that you donate on that site will be for the production of the books for the classes that I will be holding in the Burton Barr Library. Okay, so thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, so much for listening. And remember the three principles. There's no inertia, there's no neutral energy, and you are accountable for how you wield your power. Thank you for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll see you the same time next week.
Just people, destiny. That's the power of synergy. Every story, every sound.